Did you ever take a really good look at the leg lamp that arrives in that crate marked Fragile? Fragile. In the movie A Christmas Story with Darren McGavin as he is strewing Excelsior all over the floor and lifting the leg with its black net stocking out of the crate. And yes, the leg is wearing a shiny black patent leather high heel shoe. We're told Gene Shepard got the inspiration for the leg lamp from a vintage knee-high soda advertisement with two legs and a pair of black pumps featuring bows as an accent. And while we're on the subject of footwear, there are those deluxe bunny slippers that are part of the deluxe bunny suit pajamas from Aunt Clara. We're spending a bit of time on this subject because when the movie A Christmas Story is screened tomorrow evening at the Walk-In Art Center in Schuylkill Haven, some of the folks in the audience may just giggle when they see the black patent leather shoe, realizing they're watching the film in what was once the Walk-In Shoe Factory, maker of, as it happens, dress shoes, especially for children. So isn't it likely that somewhere in the company's long history, they might just have produced a black patent leather shoe or two? That's not all. In the non-shoe department, tomorrow will mark the first day of an art exhibition titled Scenes of the Schuylkill at the Center. We had a chance to speak by phone with Executive Director Lisa Robinson about the Walk-In Art Center and its mission.
The Walk-In Art Center, we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization located in downtown Schuylkill Haven. We started in 2007 when a group of founders came together with the 5 points within Schuylkill Haven to revitalize the area. Those 5 points are Penn State Schuylkill, the Greater Schuylkill Haven Area Business Association, the Our Haven Foundation, the Schuylkill River Heritage, and the Walk-In Art Center. They came together to try to bring businesses and people back to the area and trying to stop that mass exodus of the younger people out of the area. So they came up and they wanted to add art and culture. That's what was missing here in the area. So in 2007 is when they had a group of volunteers that came together to start writing grants and start doing fundraisers and start the planning process of what we know now as the Walk-In Art Center. We are housed in the old Walk-In Shoe Factory, which was a prominent place of employment for residents of Schuylkill Haven. A lot of folks walked here to work. It opened its doors in 1887 and closed its doors in the late 1990s. It was a huge employer to the area, and the building sat vacant only for a few years until the Evans family of Schuylkill Haven purchased the building. The building houses half of their business, Evans Delivery, and the other half is the Walk-In Art Center. In 2012, we opened our doors to the public. We house 16 studios, and in those 16 studios, we have 19 artists. Some studios have one artist. Some studios have up to 3 artists. We are an incubator for artists, and we're here to not only help educate and grow an artist with their talent, with their knowledge, to hopefully one day quit their day job and be able to just produce art. But we're also here to educate and be part of the community. As far as the artists, we do house 19 artists, but we didn't stop there. Because of space requirements, we were not able to house all the artists that are interested in the Walk-In Art Center, so we started the Artist Association, and that is a self-governing group of artists within the Walk-In Art Center that have the same benefits of a studio artist, they just don't have their own studio. We do have an Artist Association studio that on a monthly basis, it is a rotating artist of the month. We also have many, many different events happening here at the Walk-In Art Center. But along with the studios, we house 3 different galleries. We have our community gallery, and that is where we offer the student art exhibition. All different school districts within Schuylkill County, they have the opportunity on a monthly basis to use that space as their gallery. It's their choice how they decide what children get the opportunity, but they choose 10 different students to submit work. And they have the opportunity to exhibit their artwork sometimes for the first time, in most cases it's for the first time, in a professional art gallery. And they get that experience of showing their work, and if they choose, they get to sell their work as well. It's a very proud moment for a lot of the school districts in the area. We also have our history gallery, which right now it houses a lot of history. We work very close with the Historical Society of Schuylkill Haven with Rick Noggle. He's a local historian that houses different photos of years gone by, and we do different themes. Some are the canal history. In Schuylkill Haven, where the Walk-In Art Center is actually located years ago, the canal used to run right along our street, Parkway Avenue. We also have the main gallery. The main gallery is our biggest gallery in the Walk-In Art Center, and that transforms. Every 2 months, we bring artists in from across the country. We do have some local artists that exhibit with us as well. In that gallery, that is where we have all of our fundraisers, our events. We also rent that out for some private parties, and we also help out a lot of community organizations in the area to help have their events here as well. We offer classes, exhibitions, workshops, so many different guided tours, school field trips. When we talk about the exhibitions, the one exhibition for March, April, that is something a little special. It is called our Invitational Exhibition. And we call it that because the first Thursday of every March, we invite all the fifth graders of Schuylkill County to Martz Hall. And our attendance is usually anywhere from 800 to 1,500 fifth grade students. And the artists that exhibits in our main gallery during those 2 months, they will do a special presentation to those fifth graders. We're trying to get the children at a young age and at that level where they can appreciate it, that art isn't always just a paintbrush and a canvas. It's so much more, and it can be so much more. A few years ago, we had the Jazz Occurrence where they painted what they heard. We've also had making art out of different found objects. This year, we have the Nigerian diplomat, Representative Art, coming for March, April. He's going to be doing a special presentation to all the fifth graders, followed by a workshop. So if you come to the Walk-In Art Center, there are many, many different things and different avenues that you can participate in.
One of the things that we want to talk with you about today is what's immediately on offer. I saw just today that you all sent a release about some movies.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're always trying to do different things. There's so much to do outside of our area, and we want to keep folks in our area. And we're trying to offer different events, different experiences, different types of culture. And this Wednesday, we're showing The Christmas Story, and then we also have another adult movie to follow. And again, it's free, open to the public. Come, bring your own chair. Kids, bring your sleeping bags. We'll have some hot chocolate and some snacks there for the kids. It's just something to get the community to come together and appreciate all different types of art. We're also doing murder mysteries in October every month, and that, again, is another dinner club. Trying to get those different types of art. And also, when you talk about culture, Schuylkill County in particular, along with Berks and Carbon and just Pennsylvania, I guess, in general, we have a wealth of culture and art in our area. People that come from out of the area and come to Pennsylvania, you always hear how life is different here and the art is different here. The architecture is different here. And that is because a lot of the traditions, the arts, the architecture, all of that is preserved and has been passed down from generation to generation. And in September of 2016, the Walk-In Art Center was named Folk Art Alliance for Berks, Carbon, and Schuylkill County. And what that means is that we have a folklorist on staff, and we get state funds to be able to sit down, find these artists, find these folk artists that still produce this art, sit down with them, learn about their art, document their art. And from all that information, school districts have the opportunity to take that information and now turn around and teach it in their classroom. These are lost, almost lost pieces of art and pieces of education that is very prominent still in our area, to the point that they are no longer practiced over in Europe. People from Europe come here to the Walk-In Art Center, or just to, you know, our area in general, to learn about those arts that their ancestors once did back from Europe. And it would be a shame. You know, our area, we had a lot of people had their grandparents, their great grandparents. You hear them, they come over on the boat. You know, they were the original immigrants that came to our area, and they came because of the railroad system. And a lot has happened since then, and we don't want to forget where our heritage came from and why we do the things we do. A lot of folks are like, oh, well, that's not really an art. That's just something my grandma taught me. Oh, no, no, that is definitely an art. That is definitely something that we want to document, that we want you to teach us so we can teach others. And it is something that everyone from our area should definitely be proud of. And the Walk-In Arts Center feels very proud to be able to have that honor. Like I said, we work with a lot of different organizations. We definitely work with all the school districts in the area, from the state level to the community level. We work very closely with all the business associations within the vicinity of Schuylkill Haven to try to bring the businesses, to bring culture. When you talk about why do you want to move to an area, you look at the different economics and the different culture, the things to do in the area. And the Walk-In Arts Center has definitely become a place for the community to find something to do. At any given day, you can always find something to do here at the Walk-In Arts Center. As far as the education for the artists, that's what our original and that is our true identity, is the incubator for the artists. We're here to help artists grow. Like I said earlier, we're the Artists Association, the self-governing group of artists. We offer a documentary night every single month. They show a documentary, they talk about it after. They also have open studio night, and that's anywhere from still lives to new models. And you can come and do whatever the type of art you do, if it's painting, if it's watercolor, if it's mixed media. You do whatever you do, and you come together. We've heard so many different artists say that they finally found a place they fit in. And it's such a good feeling. A lot of the artists say, you know, they lost that once they graduated. They don't have that opportunity to be around a group of artists all the time. So we are the place that the artists can feel like they are at home. And they feed off of each other. They learn from each other. We offer different courses for the artists on how to do your accounting. Everyone here is their own independent contractor, so we try to help them understand how to do their taxes, how to market themselves, how to make sure that they're insured, you know, everything from A to Z. So that's what our true guide is, but we are definitely 100% for the community, with the community, and helping the artists learn and grow. We're also, in turn, helping educate the community as well.
And is there an exhibition that's opening?
Oh, yes, there is. We do, with the Schuylkill Green Wave. There is the Schuylkill River Heritage. They have Scenes of the Schuylkill. It's an exhibition that they run on an annual basis, and it opens down in the Pottstown Valley Forge area. And the winners of that exhibition are going to be here at the Walk-In Arts Center December 20th until January 31st in our main gallery. The opening of it is Friday, December 29th from 1 to 3, and we invite the public. All our exhibitions are free, open to the public. You can come during our regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 1 to 5. But this exhibition, the opening is Friday, December 29th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We are up on the third floor in the Walk-In Arts Center. Our physical address is 220 Parkway Avenue. We're up on the third floor. We do have an elevator, and we do have handicap parking. We have a lot of off-street parking, so parking is never an issue here at the Walk-In Arts Center.
Lisa Robinson, Executive Director of the Walk-In Arts Center, speaking with us about the center and its mission. Tomorrow is a full day at the center. It is the first day of a new art exhibition titled Scenes of the Schuylkill. It will run from December 20th through January 31st in the main gallery. The exhibit will showcase 15 pieces of art selected from the 14th annual Scenes of the Schuylkill juried art show, organized each fall by the Schuylkill River Greenways National Heritage Area. And there will be original works of art and photography depicting scenes from throughout the Schuylkill River region. And that's December 20th through January 31st. But there is an opening reception. The public is invited December 29th, Friday afternoon, December 29th, from 1 to 3 at the Walk-In Art Center, 220 Parkway Avenue in Schuylkill Haven. Light refreshments will be served and admission is free. Also tomorrow, it is movie night, and there will be a children's movie at 6, and that is A Christmas Story. A Christmas Story at 6, Ralphie and the Gang. And you're invited to take along a sleeping bag or cozy chair. There'll be hot chocolate and snacks for free, and admission is free. No registration required. And then once the children's movie, A Christmas Story, is over, there will be a movie for the grown-ups, and that's 8 or 8:30 or so. And that one is Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale, and that's an adult film. So you have those two options. Tomorrow, admission is free. 6 is for the young ones, and 8 or so is for the grown-ups at the Walk-In Art Center, 220 Parkway in Schuylkill Haven. For more information on the web, walkinartcenter.org, walkinartcenter.org.